weeknights 8 to 10.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience. This is a montage of how we actually put the show together.
Block, block, block. Block, block, block.
Oh, you betcha.
That's my Mars Attacks imitation.
Block, 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 block.
So we're talking Rockies. Rockies currently up 8-1 over the Giants. Stupid Giants.
Boo.
So do you hear what MLB is going to do coming up one of these weekends?
No.
They're having a player's choice. Or player's weekend, something like that.
Okay.
So what they're going to do is they're going to loosen the restrictions on what you can have on like your hat.
Oh, cool.
And your jersey and your shoes and like your catching helmet and all this stuff. So for instance, if you wanted, say, okay, so you had, for instance, Nolan Arenado.
Yes, yeah.
No, on his back could be Arenado, but, you know.
Nato, no.
It could be Nato. It could be yeah. It could be Nolan. Or Nolan. You know what? It should be Nolan being Nolan.
Yes. You should tell Nolan that.
I will. I will. I'm going to have to go down there tomorrow then during the day and just go, hey, I got an idea for your Nolan being Nolan or Cargo, you know, just be Cargo.
Yeah.
You know, Alexi Amarista would be the little ninja.
Little ninja.
So the only thing you can't do is you're not allowed to wear white.
Makes sense.
If you're the catcher.
Yeah.
You can't wear white because I know because the Rockies wanted to wear white, but it's too hard to see. For hitters, I think there's something weird where it's hard for people to pick up the baseball if you're throwing to a white,
solid white.
Yeah,
because
it could be other colors.
It could be like white pinstripe.
Yeah, but like catchers don't have like they have a black.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like their protection can't be white.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense. Yes.
Yeah, because you just can't pick up the ball.
Yeah.
But other than that, like you're gonna have to be able to wear shoes that are a little bit more flashier. You're gonna be able to use your maybe. Crazy bats or whatever, and so I'm looking forward. I don't know what weekend that's going to be, but that's going to be awesome. MLB, what is it? Players. Okay, so it's called MLB Players Weekend,
and it's coming up at the end of this month.
Okay, so it's planned for August 25th through the 27th.
Okay, so month and a half away.
Yeah.
2 months.
Mm-hmm. The player will be allowed to put a nickname on the back of his jersey so long as it's not inappropriate or offensive.
Oh, that'd be cool. That's a good idea for baseball.
Yeah.
The basketball tried that kind of where they had their nicknames on it. Did you ever see that?
I never saw the basketball, but I know that like the XFL.
Yeah.
He hate me, the guy, and I don't remember what the guy's real name is. He actually played in the NFL.
No, yeah. He hate me, yeah. Like it, like LeBron James was like King James or something like that.
Yes, it'd be Kim. Yes. So it'd be like that.
Oh man, who was the one who played in that movie, the basketball movie by
Ray Allen? Are you talking about Jesus Shuttleworth?
Yes, that's what it is.
Shuttleworth is the character's name played by Ray Allen.
That's what he had on the back of his.
He had Jesus Shuttleworth.
Yeah,
Chewy Shuttleworth. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I would love to see Nolan being Nolan. I mean, obviously it would be Chuck Nasty.
Yeah.
Para could be like Pajarito, which is like little bird.
Yeah.
Cargo would be Cargo. Mark Reynolds would just be like.
Big stick.
Big stick. Big stick will travel. So.
I got this.
Well, here's the other thing that was so interesting about the Rockies. And this kind of brings me back to this. I hope they look sweet. I hope they take full of call it Trevor Ending Story. DJ, hey Mr. DJ is what I would put for him. Hey Mr. D, come on, that would be a good.
No,
one.
That would be good. I'm just starting to think of other ones for the pitchers.
For the pitchers like Sensatella.
Yeah.
Well, I mean it's Colorado, but you just probably couldn't put Sensatella on there, and we wouldn't want to.
John Grey Wolf.
Yeah, just call him the. We just call him Wolf. Wolf.
Yeah.
Let's see, Freeland. I don't know, like Freebird. No, we gotta do a better one for that.
Yeah, the Hoff.
The Hoff. The Hoff might be perfect.
Yeah. For Hoffman, yeah.
Yeah, the Hoff.
Except for there's only going to be one pitcher.
It's for a weekend.
Oh, it's for a weekend. Okay, cool.
So, anyway, so white gloves, wristbands, and sleeves are prohibited.
Yes, that makes sense.
The colors must, the only thing is they must avoid interfering with the game and the umpire's ability to make a call.
Okay.
Lastly, players will be able to pay tribute to a person or organization instrumental in their development by writing that person or organization name on a patch on his jersey during the planned weekend.
Are they going
to
do an auction after this too?
The jerseys will be sold by Major League Baseball with the proceeds going to the Youth Development Foundation.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I think a lot of this goes to the Youth Development Foundation. I think they get a lot of money. So anyway.
That's what we can probably look forward to and going to that game or something.
Well, see, here's what's so interesting about the Rockies, though. Is their depth. We were talking about the depth in the last segment.
Yes, yes. Well, before we got distracted by
everything. Oh, look, a mosquito. La, 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 la.
That was a good distraction, those Giants.
Giants. So Tom Murphy is catching now, starting catching for the Rockies. He was projected to start coming out of training camp until he got hurt. So all of a sudden, this depth is becoming very interesting, but it's solving a lot of problems that people are worried about regarding the Rockies.
Yes.
One of the big problems, one of the big worries that people who follow the Rockies have is that rookie pitchers are not used to pitching 162 games. They're not used to it. And they often put rookie pitchers on innings limits. Most famously was Steven Strasburg of the Washington Nationals a few years ago when they were going to the playoffs and they sat him right before the playoffs. So, you know, you need to be worried about your rookies. But what you're having now is what you're seeing is now some of John Gray's scheduled to come back in about a week or two. He had a good inning down with Class A, so he's looking to come back. Tyler Anderson's looking better. So now maybe what you can do is rest some of these rookies so that they're not really seeing their pitch innings going way over, because you'd like to keep them around 200 is basically where you'd like them to be at. But, you know, they've been pitching so well and pitching into five or six innings every time. So, you know, you might want to think about doing what the Dodgers have been doing, which is basically putting guys on the 10-day DL to give them like a break and having basically a six-man pitching rotation. Now, Bud Black has said that he's not interested in doing that. But it might be a way to sort of save some of your pitchers to have them just skip a start here and there because you have enough starters that can do it.
Yes. The Dodgers do it.
The Dodgers do it. And, I mean, it seems like it's working for them because they've had a lot of injuries to their starting pitching.
And they're right there
and they've been,
with us.
Yeah, and they are, you know.
Right there with the Rockies. I think they're tied now.
They are. Let me see. They are.
They have one less loss than us.
They must have won yesterday, so yeah, they would be tied. But the Colorado Rockies are still a game up.
Yes.
All of them have the same amount of losses.
26?
26 losses. Colorado Rockies have 42 wins, and yes. they have 41. Do you realize that the top three teams in National League are the Rockies, the Dodgers, and then the Diamondbacks? And then fourth is the Washington Nationals. And then fifth is like, doesn't even matter.
And if they keep it up, you could see two teams in the wild card.
Milwaukee and Chicago at both like 35 wins. So that's what's kind of so incredible about this is that the Rockies have been able to keep this lead with these teams just crushing each. I mean, and this is what's going to be fun for the Rockies this summer is they're going to play the Dodgers and I mean they play them so many times, including coming up in this next month. They will be playing Arizona and the Dodgers a lot.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's whoop them.
Yeah.
I mean that's what I'm thinking. Let's whoop these guys. And this is why, I mean, this team is not the same Rockies team.
Yes.
This team relishes going on the road, and then they relish coming back home, and they have no qualms about stepping on your neck and finishing your pudding.
No, and they can beat you different ways, too. It's not
lots of different ways. Yeah. So yesterday at Pittsburgh, it was the bottom half of the lineup. Today, the damage has been mostly done with the top of the lineup. Pitching hasn't had to be a factor, but the pitching has been great so far. So, I mean, listen, if you can win, like I said on the TV one time, if you're going to force someone to pick their poison, make sure you have two poisons to pick from. And
it's
I stand
the
by
Darren
that.
Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Girl, I want it, you got it, your body's like a narcotic. The thought is autoerotic. Come on and break it on down. Can I get it on credit against your brick house? I bet it, take it as far as you let it.
The new regime is here. Head coach Van.